what is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer.
Can't get enough of it.
Beer.
How we really love it.
Beer.
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer.
I could kiss and hug it,
beer.
But I'd rather chuck it.
Beer.
Got my belly out to here.
Beer.
I could not refuse a
beer.
I could really use a beer.
Beer, beer,
beer. Beer, 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 beer.
Welcome one and all once again to Nerds on the Rocks episode 86. I promise one of these days I'm going to start I'm going to not butcher this intro for sure. I'm going to say I'm going to start where we're not in the middle of a giggle fest from something we're doing in pre-recording. But this week we have a very, very special Alcoholic Anonymous episode. Joining us this week we have charter members of the Nerds on the Rocks branch of the AA. We have Wendy.
Probably the least alcoholic of all y'all.
Of all y'all?
Yes.
Okay, we have Anthony.
Yay.
Yeah.
You should say, my name's Anthony and I have a problem. The minute you have a problem is the first step.
I don't have a problem.
You see, you don't want to admit it. We have Nicholas.
I'm 12 years old, and I'm pregnant as fuck!
Oh god, I saw that video.
I watched it like 30 times over the past 4 days.
Oh my.
So awesome.
It's fucking hysterical.
The sad thing is, like, Murray's shows are actually like that, which is so disappointing.
I know.
So awesome. Oh, have you never seen
Murray? We're introducing ourselves at our next show is that, hi, we're robots and race cars, and we're pregnant as fuck!
God.
And we have Ashley.
This is AA. I thought this was Testicular Cancer Survivors Group.
I get it.
I'm going to go to the brain parasite meeting. Fuck y'all.
So, yes, this week because...
Did you get to introduce me?
You were the first one.
Yeah, I was. I didn't get that.
Yeah, you commented on
that. You were the one who said I have...
You fucked up your chance, though.
I didn't even hear the Wesley. I didn't even hear that, actually. I heard Nick, I heard da-da-da-da-da, but I didn't hear me. I feel neglected now.
Well, that's what you get for being drunk on this show.
Actually, I'm the only one on this show that has not done an episode hungover, so...
Yeah, because you're drunk, that's why you have such a short-term memory.
No, I'm not, actually. I think I only drink maybe every once in a while, so...
I tell that to people, too. It's a great...
No, actually, legitimately, I really don't drink that much, so...
And I drink apple juice all the time.
Oh, honestly, I really don't. So
how very Dean Martin of you, Earl.
But yes, this is episode 86, and we're named after an alcohol, if you don't get the reference, to On the Rock part of this podcast. And we have never done an episode dedicated to the subject.
Oh,
and
boy.
So I figured it's about time that we actually touched on. I mean, we've mentioned it once or twice before. This is how we learned about Anthony's terrible taste in beer.
Yeah, I got castrated because I said I drink Budweiser.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fuck you.
Oh. It surprised me, actually, because I just assumed all Americans drank Budweiser because that's pretty much how
No, not
that's
right,
what,
man.
That's what stupid Americans drink.
Yeah, you see, it's advertised all the time in America because it's an American beer, but most of the people here would admit that American beer for the most part sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Based on popular stuff. It's the one time most of us would even admit we'd rather something Canadian.
No.
But, yeah, there's a variety of stuff, which is what we're going to talk about today. And I guess you can start with beer, because it seems to be everybody's safety drink.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Do you folks, I guess we can start there. Do you prefer beer, alcohol, beer, liquor, or wine?
Liquor.
Depends. It really depends. Yeah.
That's not true. No, if I had a choice, I would probably go for a beer first. Depending upon what kind of beer it is.
Beer's like the good solid drink. If you're really like, yeah, I'm not really moving anything, hard liquor is more, beer, it's fine.
I prefer liquor. I think you always get a variety of taste. Beer is kind of something, I think it's an acquired taste. I wasn't a huge fan of it.
Mm. But
in Kai, you also realize that you get really crappy beer.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, so yeah. I promise, going to school, I started drinking Keystone and Natty Ice, and once you start making money, stuff you avoid at all costs. But when you're broke, a 30 pack for $10, It's a great
that's the thing as well. It's cheap beer, isn't it?
So. Yeah.
That's why PBR is the shit.
Oh God.
I actually like
PBR. Oh, God. I have never had Pabst Blue Ribbon. No, do I really want to.
It's actually not bad. For,
Nicholas
like,
Reed, for being you the fucking cheap beer, hipster.
No, actually, it's not the hipster thing. They had a deal at a bar where you could get a pounder and a shot for $3. And I was like, well, I'm jumping on this.
Yeah, my bar has that. It's like a PBR and a shot of whiskey for $5.
Yeah.
Well,
you're in New York, so it's more expensive.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Oh, if we can find
for what it is.
If we can find a deal for under $10, you celebrate. We invite all our friends over there. But yeah, I don't mind PBR. I guess partially because I didn't binge on it in college, so I don't get sick of it. I can't touch Natty, I can't touch Keystone, and I can't touch, what is it, Koch? Koch? It's a really... Because we used to have Dire Mug Nights, so you would go, you get like 32 ounces of beer for $1, and that was their main three. And sure, you do it because it's cheap, but it's a really terrible taste. It tastes like piss water.
Yeah, that was a bar we used to go to in college, did what they called Thirsty Thursdays. And it was the only way they could get people in for open mic night, because their open mic night was awful. But you would go in, and it was 25-cent beers and $2 pitchers.
Oh, wow.
And the keg was messed up, like the lines were bad, so it was flat. It was cheap beer, but we would get pretty ripped. That was college. You do that when you're in college.
Yeah. I mean, my rhythm is that the worse it tastes, the faster you drank it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was always and especially after like three or four, it doesn't really matter what it tastes like. It all goes down the same after that. But yeah, I mean, nowadays, it's probably going to get me some crap. I actually kind of prefer like fruity beers. What is it? Recently, I think it's Sam Adams, the cherry wheat stuff is pretty good. I've had people in college who've made like their own, and I had like raspberry beer, which was great. So yeah, I kind of like the stuff that has a hint of something other than beer taste to it.
You like fruit beers.
Yeah. Not too overpoweringly sweet, because that's also another issue we'll get to with liquors. But if it's too sweet, I just don't like, it feels like I'm drinking sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
The place I played at on Saturday, the New Hope, they had a coffee and cream stout.
I've seen stuff like that before.
Really?
Fucking fantastic.
That sounds interesting.
I'm getting very much into the milk stout at the moment.
Never had anything like that before.
Very good.
Fascinating.
Very good.
I lean away from like really dark beers. I just can't drink them unless I'm doing Irish car bombs.
That's the best way to drink anything.
I've had one of those before, an Irish.
Oh God.
Yeah, this is when I tell people I really like when I drink. It's very much more like maybe once a month for the most. Like usually, like if I'm at like a party or something like that, and people have alcohol around, then it's more like okay, then I'll try out some more stuff, but. If it's just, like, me by myself, it's more a beer every once in a while, but not. So I'm very, like, I always joke, I'm very, I'm very, like, I know a lot of different, like alcohols and so forth, but it's, like, that's part of why I'm having fun listening to you guys talk about this, because I'm like, maybe I'll try that sometime. Ooh, maybe I'll try this sometime, because I've only tried so much alcohol. Like, I'm one of those that I know what I like, one of those things, but yet I'm willing to try anything anyone recommends to me.
See, I don't drink alone either. It's just that most of my social experiences have involved liquor in the past few years.
Okay.
And if they haven't involved booze of some sort, we're all standing around going, wait, why don't we have booze?
have you guys ever tried, there's a beer I tried a little while back, Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale. And
ooh.
And it is real. I was with my parents, and we went to this, and it was like a there's a steakhouse around here. They had this one, the waiters that recommended, like, hey, can you want to try out this beer? It's called Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale. It's really smooth, and it's like, okay, it is so smooth. It's like you don't even realize you're drinking it. It's just so perfect. I actually got a few bottles later, and I was just. Like, you don't even realize, and you don't even realize, like, oh, this is so good. You could probably drink, like, two, three of that stuff and not even realize it till later. but I don't haven't gotten to that point, but I've drank in like a couple bottles and it's like, doesn't really give me too much of a buzz, but it's just a really good drink. So try it out. If you're ever in a store and you see a couple bottles, if you see like a six pack, grab it though. It kind of can get expensive. So that's a special treat drink.
That is Old Kentucky Shark, and he has been there.
I get it.
I actually don't, but I appreciate it.
I get jokes. I get jokes.
What is that joke, actually? I am honestly unfamiliar.
It was an episode of Space Ghost Coast to Coast where they got
a
sponsor.
Which episode was that again? Because it's been a while.
I don't remember who the guests were, but it was the episode where they had a shark. And they kept talking about this whiskey. And it was like, that is Old Kentucky Shark, and he has been there the whole time.
Oh, my God. I remember the episode, but I don't remember that line. Oh, my God.
For some reason, now I have stuck as the King Shark. I'm a shark. I'm a shark.
That I do know. I'll have to say it after the podcast, but there's a very funny story I have involving King Shark that's kind of priceless, but
King Shark is a shark.
Yes, he's a mother effing shark. As far as beer goes, I mean, you've all followed me on Twitter, so you all know that I kind of have this bad habit of watching terrible movies every Friday.
Oh no, we don't know that at all, Earl.
And I mean, really,
it's like Three Ninjas this weekend,
which isn't a bad movie. It's a movie that I think is more suited for childhood, Earl, but I don't think it's a bad movie.
You know what? Actually, Earl, I was going to say, I was going to say, you know, instead of Three Ninjas, you should watch Three Ninjas High Noon at Mega Mountain, and get the Hogan factor while getting the Three Ninjas factor.
Well, that's
Anderson is like a nice bonus.
That's the whole reason Three Ninjas is on the list, is because we have to eventually get to High Noon at Mega Mountain or Kicks Back. But we wanted to do the entire series instead of just, you know, like there are some like Batman and Robin, which we'll do separately aside from other Batman movies. But I think Three Ninjas had to be done as a whole.
Yes.
Okay. Part of that is that I just kind of go out to any local area, which I'm pretty much depleted at this point. Like there's like three supermarkets within my walking distance.
Okay.
And there's a beer depot about 15 minutes away, and I've kind of just go to and pick out something random to drink because I do like trying out everything. I mean, I do kind of have personal favorites and stuff I go to get at bars because that's usually in stock. But if I go, if they have something on tap I've never had, or they have something in, you know, the fridge that I've never had, I'll try that because I do like trying everything else. You never know what's going to be the next good thing you enjoy.
That's true. I like Blue Moon. I like Blue Moon, honestly. That's actually one of my standard beers I get. Like, if usually I can't think of ever, once I'm in the mood for beer, I'll go, Blue Moon on draft? Yeah, okay. And I'll end up getting that.
The bar near my college campus would do dollar pints every night, and Wednesday night was a dollar pints of Blue Moon.
Okay.
So that was how I ended up drunk before my senior seminar in fiction writing the night we had to workshop my short story.
Yeehaw!
Do you take your blue moon with oranges?
Yes.
Okay.
I also take my Corona with lime, but you always take your Corona with lime.
Very Nick doesn't agree.
Corona, actually.
I don't drink Corona because for that very reason. I'm like, I don't want to have to put shit in my beer. I just want to drink it.
That's the first lager you've mentioned that I actually recognize from the name, because the rest of them is just like, whoosh.
Well, I was going to say, you've been relatively quiet.
Yeah, it's because I don't know the brands you're on about, because I don't
think
you get them over
it. You can pipe in with your... Oh.
You know what else is off in Guinness?
I mean, I can... Yeah, yeah. If you have any beers that you think are cool, I mean, go mention a few, because some of us might, because I live near like a freaking gigantic international market that I can actually find a very large selection of alcohol if needed.
I live near the state of Pennsylvania, which has the most fucked up liquor laws.
It does. Pisses me off.
It really has some.
I always have to go to Jersey to buy alcohol if I really want to.
It's, what is it? You can't sell it in supermarkets or something like that?
You can't sell liquor in supermarkets. There's certain supermarkets around here that are now allowed to carry beer, but you can only sell it in certain parts of the store at certain times.
Really?
And only so much of it.
Weirder is that they have like around here, at least, I don't know if that's statewide, but you can only get them in like, there's the wine and spirit store, or you can get like bulk liquor. You can't buy a six pack. all in the same store.
Distributors. Yeah, you can buy like lot of beer. And then all of the liquor and wine, well, not all of the wine places, but all of the liquor places are state-owned and state-run.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's really weird, like the place I was talking about is international. It's like a, it's called, I'll say it. It's called Jungle Jim's International Market, and pretty much it's like the state stores in there, and then outside the state store, you have like international beers, wines, and God knows what else in the outside of the state store. So it's kind of like a giant emporium of here, liquor, beer, whatever. Here you go. If you want it, we probably have it.
Yeah, we had one in Rochester. Well, not we, I never lived there, but when I go up there to visit, they have a Beer of the World stuff, and it's just like this huge store with beers from all over the world and stuff like that. And it's great, because like I said, around here, especially, and I don't want to harp on my own, but around here, since I live in a predominantly minorities neighborhood, a lot of this stuff is just, you have Coronas, you have Red Stripe, you have...
You
essentially have like the Mexican and like Caribbean beers.
Okay.
So there's not much variety. It's like that. It's Heineken and stuff. You know, stuff they drink, so you don't get a lot of variety. And I don't. I always feel weird going further into the city to buy beer and then coming back with that on the train or something. But it is what I have to do next because I am kind of running out of beers to buy from around here. I'm not huge on having like, the same type of beers.
Okay.
It's one of those things with alcohol in me, but I have staples, I have standbys that I get, but I've always liked to try something new and different, and we'll get to that a lot when we get to liquor.
God.
But let's talk to Anthony again.
Yes, Anthony.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I kind of cut you off there.
International.
The thing with me is I'm quite boring because I just tend to drink Budweiser all the time because I know that... I know I like it, and I know how much I can handle of it, so if I feel like I'm getting too drunk, if I'm being sensible, I can just stop. But if I don't drink Budweiser, I usually drink Foster's, which I think you also have in the States, because I was in an episode of Friends one time.
It's about America here. From TV.
Yeah, we're pretty much like Friends and Community and shit like that, but anyway.
Just back tonight.
Yeah, isn't it? I don't know. I don't tend to try many different lagers that much because I'm just like boring. So yeah.
Okay. So I mean that's beer for the most part. It's the safe drink. It's always a great standby. I don't really know. Beer isn't really ever bad, or you can't mix beer badgy, I should say, because you can kind of get that when we're moving into liquor now, where like sometimes people can water down your drink, where it's like half a thing of water, some juice, ice, and then you get a little bit of squirt of liquor in it. But yeah, I mean, I've always kind of been a fan of liquor because it mixes so damn much and you get so much variety and taste and flavor.
Yes.
And I mean, I will say, just like I have my apprehension towards Keystone and Natty because of college, I also don't do rum and Cokes because of college.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Every once in a while I do a Jack and Coke, but not really.
Yeah, that's my shit.
I mean, my safety drink isn't much better. It's a Sprite and vodka, which is essentially a rum and Coke. With
I like day. Bloody Marys, actually.
I don't think I've ever had a Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary. It was funny. Actually, it's my dad's favorite drink, and my dad introduced me to it. And he said, Wes, you should try it. Checked it out. So basically, I tried it, and I really like it. And it's like one of my default drinks. It was funny. When I was up in Cleveland one time, went to this like really fancy restaurant and they were like, oh, I asked for a Bloody Mary and they're like, oh, well, what sort of vodka you want? I'm like, holy crap. Like they gave me like three different choices of vodka. I was like, I can't remember all of them, but they said they had great, like, I'll do the Grey Goose then. And it was really good. I mean, this is going to sound completely dorky as hell, but I was thinking in my head, oh my God, choices? And vodka? That's cool! I mean, I'm like, so dorky as hell, it's odd. I was like, vodka? Wow. And I was having a ball with that. But yeah, that was Bloody Mary. Like, and it's so funny, because I'm like, Bloody Mary's one of your favorites? Yep, it's like, I usually get that look of, you don't really, okay.
It's not, I mean, most times people have very simple drinks. Like, it's either, like, you know, whiskey straight or scotch or...
I never really drink whiskey, actually.
I can't drink whiskey.
I can.
I'm a man, though. Whiskey and I do not get along well. We've had some in the past.
I'm not denying that, either. There's been some periods of my life where I don't remember what happened.
Yeah,
there's some pictures I really am kind of ashamed of, but my friends have all promised not to ever put those on the internet, so I'm happy for that. But yeah, I mean, I can drink whiskey. I can drink anything pretty much, but I try not to just because of certain events in my life and periods of time that may never come back to me.
The tequila gambit.
I've never had problems with tequila. Well, I've had it once, and that was when I was doing a funnel in college. My friends decided it would be great to miss the tequila with the beer I was trying to funnel. Isn't it a great combination?
See,
I had some evil friends.
I don't do tequila because I'm, you know, it's the whole thing with liquor gets you drunk, tequila makes you crazy.
I drink like margaritas, and I don't really, but that's...
See, if it's mixed, I'm fine. Straight up tequila shots, and I can't do champagne.
Ooh.
If I get drunk off champagne, bad things happen.
I don't get drunk off of wine.
Yeah.
I'm when I drink wine, I'm much more particular. I hate dry wines. I prefer like a sweeter wine because if I drink like a dry wine, it's like I can drink it, but it's like I don't like this at all, but I will finish it just to be polite. But because 9 times out of 10 I'm drinking wine, it's usually sociable, so it's like, okay, I'll finish it just to be polite and then find something else I prefer more.
And this is a terrible habit, and it's really gonna make me sound... The reason I've never been huge on wine is you can't chug it.
No, you can't chug wine at
yes,
all.
You can chug wine,
but it's kind of down because that's why she said it's usually a social or casual
chug wine
drink.
You
don't really go to a bar and order wine.
It's a wine bar.
I've got friends that drink wine, although they don't so much anymore. They went out of period where a couple of my friends drank wine all the time because it makes you feel a bit more classy when you drink it. But
yeah, that's what I... And you don't want to kind of chug that because it doesn't look as classy. Like, I can down a beer in like 10 seconds if need be, but you don't want to do that with wine.
Wine just doesn't work for chugging. It's one of those drinks you're like, I don't want to chug wine. It just doesn't work.
I've done it before. I mean,
The thing with wine, though, is that I quite like wine. It just doesn't light me back because it's pretty much guaranteed I'm going to have a terrible head in the morning.
Yeah.
So
it's also funny how different alcohols kind of give you different hangovers.
Yeah, it is.
I'm trying to think.
Well, wine's tricky because if, like, the right kind of wine, you're not really aware you're drunk until you try to stand up and go somewhere.
Correct.
Yes.
This is what happened to me the other night.
Which I was like,
oh, yeah, I'm fine. And I stood up, fuck, and fell over.
which is actually why I kind of prefer having beers in social settings, because you kind of know when beer's kind of kicking your ass. If I am having, like, mixed drinks, I don't really know, especially if it's mixed well, because you start drinking an egg juice or soda or whatever it is, and you down like 4 or 5 or 6 of those, and you don't realize how wasted you are until you stop.
There was a Halloween party a few years ago where they had mixed Everclear with the punch, but it was mixed so well you couldn't taste it. So it was about 3 large glasses in that I suddenly remembered, oh, right, this is alcoholic. Shit.
Yeah, it reminds me, I think it was my junior or senior year of college, and I'm sure you've all done jello shots before.
I can't.
Yeah, I've done a jello shot.
I can't do them.
Yeah, and what happens is, like, these freshmen don't know, like, they be jello shots, whatever, so they drink a bunch of them, and they figure, oh, no, it's not kicking our asses or whatever. Like, 5 of them get up at once and start puking all over the field.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's
and we're just watching it happen because we knew this was going to happen because, you know, like, you're thinking it's so tough because you're down in them because they don't taste like anything.
Nope.
Mm.
But you kind of have them in rapid succession and they kick your ass once you get up.
Yeah, there's a true story about this. Like, I went to a party and the girl that was hosting the party, she did not, like, she's one of those people that if you're going to go to her party, prepare yourself. She's going to have every kind of alcohol on the planet Earth, and everything is probably in there is probably going to be laced with some sort of alcohol. So she had the Jell-O shots. She had vodka slushies. It was like a paradise of vodka and beer and I really got messed up, because like the next morning I had to go to I was going to a baseball game with like my family, and this was me the entire day. Ow. Vodka. Damn you, vodka. Ow.
The Contemporary Art Museum in Pittsburgh, the Mattress Factory, does a huge party every summer, their Urban Garden Party. And the first year I went, a few years back, they changed the theme every year, and it was rock star themed that year. And it was literally, you walked through the door and they handed you a Jell-O shot.
Hoyo.
And you don't pay for any of your drinks. So people are just like walking up and handing us, you know, drinks. There was a midget in a nurse's costume handing out shots at one point out of a giant white limo. And this was not a hallucination. This was actually happening.
Wow. Well.
I was aware that you did that so casually. It's a normal thing. You know, it happened.
That is in the realm of normal for this party every year.
Do they ever? Do they have people on hand to clean up vomit at that place? Because they sound like they should have.
I volunteered the following year, and I did not end up on vomit duty. I don't know if there is vomit duty. Possibly.
Could be.
But cleanup duty was not fun that night, because everyone went home reeking of beer, even though we hadn't been drinking any that night. That sucked. But yeah, just I'm very good at finding parties with a lot of liquor. It's some sort of secondary mutation or something.
Your superpower.
That would be an awesome X-Men power.
That would be actually. Professor X. Professor X said, like, so what's your mutant power? I have the ability to find parties with alcohol.
Well, I mean, I think
alcohol sensory.
I was about to say, I think it would be easier to find a party without. It would be harder to find a party without alcohol, but with very good alcohol.
Yes, your power is to find out parties with really good alcohol. Yes, you have to add that in there.
I meant to ask Nick this, but when you do when your band does performances and stuff, do they give you free booze, or do you have to pay for it while you're there?
It depends on the gig. Some places will give you drink tickets where you can get free, usually well drinks and like some cheap beer.
Okay.
The last place we played in New Hope, we got a $75 tab that we could use. It was for the whole band, though.
Oh.
And that was pretty cool. But we could use that for food or drink.
Oh.
Okay.
And that was pretty cool. But some places don't give you anything, so I don't know. Depends.
They give you the ability to share your music with the world.
And occasionally they'll give us money that we play.
Okay.
Usually
you play.
We don't.
You play the money.
Yes, we play the money.
You play the money.
I play the money. That's my job in the band.
Play the money. We're in the money.
Money never sleeps.
yeah. So yeah, I was just curious about that. Also, I mean, while we're still on the topic of liquor, I was going to say I do enjoy it, and this is really where my variety comes in. Anything that's named after a pop cultural reference or something, I will always try.
Oh, God.
So I've had, like, Dr. Nose. I've had some girls just wanted to have fun. This is at a karaoke bar. I've had...
Makes sense.
I've had Lethal Weapon, which was, like, six different alcohols. I've had a Scooby snack.
What's a Scooby snack?
I forget what exactly is in a Scooby. Like, I don't ask what's in these things.
No, then.
this sounds good. Let me get one of these. According to this, I don't know if this is the exact recipe. It's Malibu coconut rum, creme de bananas.
Oh.
What else is the Madeira, pineapple juice, and whipped cream. I don't think I had whipped cream on mine.
That's what she said.
Zing.
Thank you.
But yeah, I usually, if I go to any type of bar, that's the first thing I check is like the house specials, because that tends to be unique to that bar, mm-hmm. and it's always fun. I've had some really questionable stuff. One that a lot of people always give me grief for, and this is what I had to do for my 21st birthday, because again, I had evil friends. Mm-hmm. It's what they call the choyuwoyi, which is when you flip over a shot glass and you pour vodka on the bottom of it and you sniff it.
What?
Yeah, you sniff vodka.
It doesn't
make sense to me.
It doesn't, but I've done it so much, I actually enjoy it. It's kind of
getting to know all about you.
Recently, I had a bachelor party last year, about a year ago now, where the bride ordered in shots for the groom and all the people there, called the gas chamber shot, it's a terrible name, but essentially, it's a three-part process, which is always messed up, but it's like they heat up a shot, you drink the shot, then you drink whatever's kind of fell over the top, and then after a while, like, all the fumes that were on the heated thing, they kind of put in a glass, and they kind of keep it in there, and then you have to drink that through a straw.
What?
I don't like this.
Wow.
Hot alcohol fumes are really, really terrible. Oh.
It's all way too much work for drinking.
It is. But the bridal party did it the week before, so she figured if we didn't do it, we'd be a bunch of pansies. So I called in ahead of time and ordered it for all of us. Something like 15 of us going up and doing it, which isn't so bad, except when you have everybody have to do this step, it's like 3 minutes a shot, so you're wasting like 45 minutes for everybody to do one shot. What else have I done? I mean, I'm done flaming shots and stuff with Tabasco, which I really hate.
Oh, God, yeah.
I don't like any of them either.
Cement mixes.
Oh, yeah. Ew. Ugh.
What's a cement mixer?
It's Bailey's and lime juice.
Okay.
Ugh.
You put it in your mouth, and you have to shake it up and wait until it curdles.
Oh, no.
Ah.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of, isn't it the same idea behind an Irish car bomb?
No, because you're not supposed to let that curdle.
Yeah. Okay, it's the opposite idea behind an Irish car bomb, I guess.
My 21st birthday party, one of my friends ordered a round of car bombs for everybody at the bar. Well, everybody we were there with at the bar. And one of the girls didn't realize you were supposed to chug it. So we had all chugged our car bombs. And then 5 minutes later, we look over and she is sipping her curdled car bomb.
Uh-oh.
And we're like, you're going to get sick. That's disgusting. She's like, but it still tastes good. And just, like, sipping it very gently. We had to take it away from her.
Ah. That kind of sucks, though. But, I mean, and, you know, on the same hand, Jager bombs is the only way I can ever drink Jägermeister.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Actually, you were Earl, your story about the gas chamber drink reminded me of, we took a friend out for her birthday, and she doesn't drink, I think, like, she doesn't drink very often, less often than, I do. I think she's drinking maybe once or twice in her life. She doesn't really drink, she said it was her birthday. So, people in the Night Mexican restaurant, she does usually, like, a cake or, you know, fried whatever. No, they gave her a flaming shot.
Yep.
Of, ooh, like, I don't know what it was, but it was some hardcore, like Mexican liquor that I don't know what it is, but it was hardcore. And they basically said, no. And they gave her a straw. And they just said, and it's like a flame, and it's just like, okay, you suck it. Like, whoosh. I'm like, okay. And she did. And she was pretty loopy for most of the evening, I'm not going to lie.
It was
interesting. Mm-hmm. And
if you don't drink it, and I'm assuming she's a small person, it kind of does get you wasted quickly.
It was interesting. Like, she was very fun for the rest of the evening.
I went out to dinner for my 21st with my mother, her boyfriend at the time, my brother, and my fiancé at the time. And when they mentioned it was my 21st birthday, the waitress pulled my fiancé aside and said, well, what's her favorite shot? And he, not thinking that I am there with my mother, says, oh, blowjobs.
Oh! Oh my god!
So I'm sitting at the table, and they bring me a blowjob in front of my mother. And the waitress looks at me with this evil grin on her face and says, "And you know the right way to shoot that, right?" And my mother looks at me and goes, "What's the right way to shoot it, Ashley?" So I put my arms behind the back and I shot the behind my back and I shot the blowjob. And I put it back down.
Like you do.
And my mother just looks at me and goes, "Yeah, she, you know, like she's never done that before." And then my brother very innocently looks up and he goes, "That looks cool. Can I do one of those on my 21st birthday?" And everyone at the table in unison is like, "No." He's going to murder me if he ever finds out I told that story on a podcast.
Nice. There's really no way to follow that up with, so. I'm going to turn it over again to Anthony because he's quiet once again.
I actually have a liquor. I do have a liquor drink I really like, though. I like Southern Comfort mixed with lime and lemonade. Or sometimes I drink Southern Comfort straight.
Oh, lime.
Yeah, we call them steamboats over
for a while.
Ah,
you would do it before every gig with a bar.
Hmm.
Yeah, SoCo lime's great. My favorite drink to get, but I don't drink it often because I think it's too heavy. When you're doing heavy drinking, is a White Russian.
Mm. I never actually had a White Russian. I tried a Long Island iced tea.
Oh, I like Long Island.
Those are really weird though, because like I went to one place and I didn't really feel it. Like there really wasn't much taste to it. Like it's really one of those drinks. Like if they don't really know how to make it, it can be really either or you actually taste the alcohol. If you don't taste it, that's when you know okay they made it really good. And it was funny, my dad told me a story of once when he drank like a bunch of Long Island iced teas at like at a restaurant, and he didn't realize, and he just kept drinking them, and drinking them, and drinking them. Before he knew it, he said, and he was like, boom, he was gone, and he had to call my grandpa to come pick him up at. Like this was like, oh god, like back in like the early 80s. So, and it was really funny. I was like, oh man, it's like that was a story. And he told me that story, and he said, yeah, I got like he told me that story when I was like around my mid. I was laughing, oh god, and like I've never been that bad. I'm like, thank god I've never been that bad.
I was drinking some tropical twist on a Long Island iced tea, like a Forbidden Island iced tea, the night that I fell off the stage at a burlesque show.
Ooh. Whoa.
I think there's a lot more to that story.
Story time!
It's not as exciting as it sounds. I wasn't actually performing in the burlesque show. I tried to jump up on the stage because there is a long story to that night, but it's a very long story and I don't want to get into. Let me just say that performance art and liquor is awesome. and I went to jump up on the stage at one point and whacked my shin off the stage and fell backwards into my friend's husband.
Oh.
Well, she was actually on stage introducing the next act, and it was like 4 or 5 months later that I finally told her, yeah, you know I fell off the stage that night, right? Nobody else had noticed somehow. I guess because, you know, it was a burlesque show. That was
anybody else has any fun alcohol? I was about to say, I'm sure we all have stories, but anything that could really make your worst night of drinking? Anthony? You're the one who does the show hungover most of the time, yeah, so I assume you had some good nights.
The problem is, if I get too drunk, I usually don't remember much of the night because my memory's terrible when I'm drunk. So I, off the top of my head, I can't think of anything like too interesting, so sorry to disappoint you, Will.
All my best stories have like people tell me about themselves. I don't really have any really entertaining ones of my own, sadly.
I have the opposite problem, is that there's some stories I get told about myself which I know aren't true. Like, for example, the first, a lot of my college stories when I was drunk was, occurred with me pissing on something I wasn't supposed to.
Oh,
we're at a party in a house, second story. They happened to have a balcony that was facing out on Main Street. I was wasted at this point, and I had no idea what I was doing. My friends were like, oh, yeah, you can piss off of it or whatever. So I'm pissing off this balcony, and two girls who are coming into the party.
No! Oh, God!
Someone's getting the shower.
No, no, they walk by, and they see this, and they get disgusted.
I don't know,
man,
some people learn to that shit.
Yeah.
That's a whole different story. they walk by. And they try to host us, and we get booted out to party. And we go into another party, whatever. And the rest of the night's actually just as bad. I ended up getting kicked out of a club. Well, not getting kicked out of a club. Went to a club, and I can't remember. All I know is I was, like, cuddled on the ground outside of, like, half an hour. And I spoke to the cops at some point. I don't know when.
Oh, God.
And then I got back, when I was going back to my room, my dorm, I ended up puking in the back of the dorm.
Oh,
and I had no idea I did this until my roommate comes to me the next day. He's like, did you puke? I'm like, I don't think so. He's like, I found your hat next to a pile of puke outside. I'm like, oh maybe I did then. But it turns out that as the story gets told, and by the time I'm a senior, what happens was, these are two little girls who ate 10 or 12. And I ended up I'm like, that is not how it happened. I wasn't that far
See,
gone.
It's the rule. It's the rule, Earl. When these stories get told, they get exaggerated and exaggerated. And before you knew it, you're a monster. I mean, that's the end of how these stories end up working.
So, yes, and that's kind of how some people still think of it, even though I try to correct them. So, my version's true. Whatever they make up is a lie.
Earl does not pee on small children.
I do not pee
probably.
On anybody.
He probably doesn't.
He probably doesn't pee on small children.
And, I mean, the rest of it is just, after post-college, I was kind of that friend who would get really wasted and always had to be taken care of, which is why I've stopped drinking in heavy doses. I hate having to rely on people, so I'm really more of a casual drinker now. Like I said, after a while, you can kind of learn how to outsmart people.
Exactly.
So, like I said, I'm a huge fan of vodka Sprite. So, after a while, all you have to do is start drinking water, and it looks pretty much the same.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
And one, you're hydrating yourself so you don't get hungover as patchy in the morning. And two, you still pretend like you're drinking. This doesn't work as much, but apple juice also kind of substitutes for beer some of the times. If people are drunk enough, they won't pay attention or they won't notice.
Or people actively get mad at you if you're not drinking?
Yes.
Yeah,
really?
There's some people who do.
I think it depends on the situations. Like, I've had this happen at a couple of my friends' weddings where, you know, I understand they're paying for an open bar and you're just not using it or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, depending on the situation, some people will kind of get, you know, they will not get mad, but they will start calling you out if you don't.
God.
Listen, Earl, those aren't your friends. You don't need to be hanging out with those type of people.
Yep.
I had a former friend who I stopped drinking for a while, just of my own volition. I felt I needed to for a little bit. And she was still like, well, I want to go out to bars. I said, fine, I'll go out to the bar with you. I'm just not going to drink. And she would get like openly offended as if me not drinking at a bar was calling her an alcoholic.
Well, yeah, obviously. Wait, what?
But this was also someone who believed that me not sleeping with any guy who was interested in me was my way of calling her a slut.
Mm-hmm.
But never mind. That's
yeah, don't bother wrapping your head around it. But yes, there are people who will get like weird if you're not drinking.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand it, but at the same, I mean, my roommate in college is that way. There's some people who just don't drink for whatever reason, and you know, I accept that. I'm not going to pressure you to drink. It doesn't actually.
Yeah, no.
If you don't drink or if I don't drink, I get the idea that some people are uncomfortable if they're the only drunk one or if they're drunk and everybody else is sober.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But that shouldn't really bother you.
Uh-uh.
So, you know, that's them. I mean, with my friends, most of the time it's just joking around because they know eventually. It's not that I also come to peer pressure, but I'll do stupid things. I've had short nights. I've had really long nights. I've had nights that I'd rather forget and nights I can't remember, so it happens. But, I mean, with these people, it's like you get together like once or twice a year and you drink sushi. But, yeah, especially at weddings, I don't get drunk. One, it's a social event, and I really hate being a mess at these things. I don't get how people can be.
No.
Two is that, at least for me personally, I spend half the time in a dance floor, and it's really hard to kind of get drunk when you're active the entire night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that. And I guess speaking of weddings and stuff like that, we might as well finish with the classy drinks like wines and champagnes. And
I'm the opposite of classy when I drink champagne.
Has anyone ever had a ice wine before?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Ice wine's awesome. Yes. It's like freaking Kool-Aid.
Ice wine.
Mm-hmm. It's like a really sweet wine. And
like wine coolers?
No. Wine is like a really sweet wine, and what it is it's expensive as hell, and it's a really good wine, and when you drink this stuff, you don't even like 9 times out of 10, like it's one of those drinks that if you're drinking it and you're like going like an extended period of time, if you really did, you wouldn't even realize, like you'd be going, hey, I feel a little hello operator, okay. I mean, it would be one of those drinks that you wouldn't even realize you're drinking alcohol. It's just that darn sweet. And
imagine if Arbor Mist was good.
There you go.
And yeah, I say this is someone who drinks Arbor Mist occasionally. The ice wine is like classy Arbor Mist.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's actually a very apropos statement.
I've been on one or two wine tastings. I found out during my first one that you aren't supposed to chug these things back at shots.
No. Never.
Sip them. And in a lot of cases, spit them back out.
Spit them out.
Yeah. I did not know that at first, so.
I would have been entertained as hell to have been witness to that, honestly.
I didn't get drunk. It's just that they kind of frowned. Because it was me, my friend, his now wife, and her mother. And, like, you know, the girls are just sitting there and I say, what are you two doing? You're not supposed to be throwing these things back.
Like,
and my mentality is, if somebody puts that small amount of alcohol in front of me, there's only one way to take it.
Yeah.
I used to do that with sake.
Are
you not supposed to do that with sake either?
No,
you're supposed to sip sake. You're not supposed to shoot it.
Yeah.
Okay, Perry, I really need to work on these rules. The only thing I sip is scotch.
Wine, sake, sip. Pretty much most everything else, yeah, you can probably shoot.
Again, I think this is kind of, it's growing up in college with drinking, it's like you shotgun it.
Boom!
There's shotgun, there's frisbees, there's funnels. What else do you do with them? The shotgun is when you poke the ball into it, right? Oh, keg stands. I didn't do that until post-college.
I've never
Have you done the ever-elusive keg flip?
No.
That's how Troy Barnes broke his arm, that's why he's not a football star anymore.
Yeah, so it sounds like I really have problems with drinking, but this
a little bit.
Many moons ago. I don't do any of this stuff anymore. The worst I do is, I guess not even the movies, because most of the time that's kind of controlled drinking. I mean, the last time I really got bad was 3 or 4 years ago, so it happened.
Last Saturday, which is why I was so glad we did not record this on Sunday. It was a housewarming party though, because getting the new place, and we were drinking and there were some mixed drinks and a couple of shots. And then I found a pad of post-it notes and a permanent marker, a Sharpie. And I just started writing really strange things on the post-it notes and sticking them to everyone at the party and in random places. And then the next day, we were going through the house picking up the post-it notes, and there was stuff like, of course, the one that sticks out is a 5.5-minute vagina.
Ooh.
What?
Is that like the 5.5-minute hallway?
Yes. Yes, that is our classy insult we occasionally use. It's like, that bitch has got a 5.5-minute vagina.
I like it.
It is bigger on the inside, and there's a growling noise that comes out of it every once in a while.
I like it. I'm going with it.
I'm awful. But yeah, and then we're finding like cooter and sparkle tits for some reason.
What?
And there was...
How did you know that?
I, there was one that said moist that was stuck to a picture of David Tennant.
Well, yeah, like you do.
I'm almost certain Nick wrote that one.
I wasn't there.
You were in spirit.
Spirit.
You were there in spirit, clinging to the moist on David Tennant's face.
Oh, God.
Did you write any about getting a haircut again?
No, no, I did not decide to do a Catwoman haircut again while drunk.
Oh,
which is a good thing.
That's good.
It got interesting.
Yeah. What about you, Anthony? Because, I mean, I'm sure you have something you want to share.
Nothing I want to share right now. Most of my stories are just kind of like disgusting, really, and I don't really like talking about them because I'm not proud of them. So
that's the whole point of sharing. we're here as a support group. We won't make fun of. Well, okay, I'm not going to promise that. But,
no, we will.
I won't make fun of you, but I'm not that kind of person.
Shenanigans.
No.
I feel
shenanigans
on that. Is he ready? Are you waiting for me to say something?
Yes.
Oh, God help us.
One of us. One of us. One of us. One of us.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, since Anthony's not going to share, what about you, Nick?
All my stories involve me forgetting what happened, but, there was one time, I don't like drinking, like, a lot before we play, because, you know, you play worse than.
Yeah.
But, there was one in an old band I was in that I don't want to name, because I don't want to give them any publicity, even though I don't think they're still around, whatever. It was right before I got kicked out of the band through a MySpace bulletin.
Oh, this band.
That
band.
Yeah.
And, we were in a battle of the bands, and we got into the second round. Mainly because, oh wait, no, this was the first round, excuse me. This was the first round. And we got to the second round because no one else showed up for the other bands. Like, the other bands played, but no one showed up to watch it. So that's how we advanced beyond this performance. Because this performance was the single worst thing I've ever done in my entire life. It was at the Khyber in Philly, which is no longer open. But, they had a bar downstairs and a bar upstairs. And so I had just joined Robots recently, and the bar upstairs was me, Matthew, and Frankie hanging out, and they kept buying me drinks, buying me drinks and buying me drinks and buying me drinks. And I got downstairs, and we go to play. I'm so fucking hammered, I couldn't remember how to play our songs, which has never happened before.
Danger Zone.
I started playing Robots and Race Cars songs just to fuck with Kate. Oh, shit, I said her name. Fuck with the singer, because she didn't like the fact that I was in Robots too now. And, yeah, so that was fun.
Boy. Oh, Lordy.
I'm sure I had better stories than that, but I just don't feel like telling them.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I think that should be it. If there's anything else we want to talk about.
I'm glad no one asked me about my, or anything about me, because really, I have no real good stories. I'm kind of boring.
I thought you mentioned that most of yours were stories people told you, so.
Mostly people told me, and nothing really ever, like, particularly happened to me. Like nothing really ever happened to me entertaining when I'm drunk. For the most part, when I'm drunk, you know how there's many different types of drunks? There's the cranky drunk, the nice drunk, the hyper drunk. I'm more the hyper drunk. I am a complete dork when I am drunk. I am just, like, I'm just goofy. I am just, and this is me just drunk. I'm just, like, I'm more willing to say, like, be a lot more, like, unrestrained with my humor. I have no filter when I'm drunk, so pretty much I just say whatever pops in my head, 10 times worse than normal. So it can get very interesting. Now it's like, and it's really funny when I was like, I'll just say whatever pops in my head. It's like way worse than ever. It's kind of funny, but really nothing that entertaining. Like I'm just like very much more outgoing. I'm much less introverted than I when I'm drunk than when I'm much more of an extrovert when I'm drunk. So
I think that's for most people. I mean, there are There's various types of drunks. There's the study ones. And this usually happens, no offense, to females who end up making out with each other. You get the really obnoxious guys who always are looking to pick fights.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
In some cases, guys also make out with each other.
Yeah, they do.
To me, getting drunk was more of a exacerbation of my current personality flaws, which meant I was even more egotistical while drunk.
Oh, boy.
Because there's no barrier between my mouth and my brain anymore.
Yep, it's like, it's gone.
So how awesome I think I am sober is like 10 times as great when I'm drunk.
I just get more charming.
I've actually just thought of something that I'll show you guys. We were out, I think it was for my 22nd birthday, and then the next morning I woke up not really remembering anything that happened, and apparently during the night when I'd been unconscious, I'd wet the bed, which was in itself bad enough. And I get downstairs and I see my mum, and my mum says I look like I've been like beaten up or something, but I haven't, because I had this huge bruise on my neck. And apparently, one of my friends, my male friends, decided to give me a huge fucking hickey on my neck during the night.
Oh my god!
And I'm like, oh, and yeah, so.
Oh, so you didn't pee to bed, you had a wet dream about him.
Oh god.
Oh god.
That's just, no, that's not right.
That is not right. That is not right at all, Earl.
I will just say this, I am proud I have never pissed myself while drunk. I've had friends who I had friends who were proud of it. I think the record was one dude pissed himself 9 times in one night.
What?
How? I don't know.
How?
Why he counted, I don't know.
How do you do that?
And the worst thing is, his bedroom was right next to the bathroom.
Why would you be proud of this?
I had some weird friends who were proud of that. I remember, like, friends used to tell me, like, they would share these stories. Like, one pissed in the microwave once, the other, like, pissed in the fridge drawer, which is even more impressive, because you have to open the fridge and actively open that thing.
Oh, jeez.
I don't understand any of this, as someone who's never done any of these things.
God, people.
It was weird.
Nothing to be proud of!
I think it was a badge of honor in college. I think what people say is college is the only time you get to act like you're in kindergarten again. it's the only time where peeing is a storied event.
Do they get to take naps in between? Oh, never mind.
People take naps all the time.
And do they get the cot, though? Do they get at least a cot?
Yes, you get your own bed, and it's often a time where people, for some reason or another, show you their dumps.
Oh.
Oh, God.
I had some messed up friends, what can I say?
Yes, you did.
But yes, as glad, I hope none of them listen to this, because I've shared some stories. Most of them I don't even talk to that much after college, not because of these stories, but, you know, people move away and people grow apart, course of life.
Sunrise, sunset.
What is the
flow of the day?
The tide comes in, the tide goes out.
You can't explain that.
I don't know. But yes, I think that will do it for us this week. Nick, do you want to plug your Kickstarter?
Yeah, by the time this goes up, there will be a little over 1 week left. And you should go to howibecameinvisible.com and pledge some dollars for an album about the planets to happen, and it will be good times and lovely, lovely things.
And he'll show some of his drunk stories in this album, too.
Possibly.
Woohoo!
You can catch Anthony hungover every night of the week.
I'm not that bad.
Really, he isn't.
No, I only tend to go out either Friday, Saturday, or sometimes Sunday, and it's usually one night a week, so... Yeah.
I was about to say, the other thing that kind of has gotten bad with drinking is social networking.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm actually proud of myself for not twittering more drunk last Saturday.
I don't do it so much anymore.
I can always tell on my Facebook when a lot of my friends are partying, because suddenly I get like this thing on my Facebook of just all these drunken pictures. I'm going, oh Lord, well. this is going to be an entertaining evening. I get to live vicariously through people.
The best one is when someone's out and they're saying out and having a great time because they're really having such a good time that they've got time to go on Facebook and let everyone know.
Having a great time!
I hardly ever tweet when I'm out drinking. The only time I do is like sometimes I'll ask for drinks recommendations, which I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
But I do drunk tweet when I do the movies because I'm home and I have, you know, I'm sharing my... But yeah, I've never got when people go out and like tweeting about it. Like, you're with friends and people, and the best you can do is hang out on your phone.
Yeah, it's like, oh, really?
There's that. But yes, so for us, next week I have no idea what we're doing, so that's always fun, and we're recording this in like 3 days. You can find us on iTunes. You can check out the website. Nick has his A to Z Cinema, which goes up every Tuesday. We have, you know, comic book reviews, games, thoughts. I have to point out again that sometimes we post stuff that may or may not be true. I've gotten a lot of grief over certain articles I've written recently. I think the one that a lot of people had issues with was when I had the Batman Inc. movie one.
That was funny. I laughed. That was really funny.
Which I swore I made obviously clear that it was made up because I think it starts off that it was like a friend of a cousin of a... And like, any article that starts with that, you should never believe on the internet.
You can't ever be too careful about that because I have people a year after I posted an April Fool's Day column last year that... And the claim was that they were doing a Sandman movie and that Gerard Way of My Chemical Romance was going to star as Dream. And Neil Gaiman was alerted to this and actually outed it as an April Fool's Day joke. He's like, yes, I'm not commenting on this except to say it's fake. People are still like spreading this like, oh my God, Gerard's going to be in a movie. Isn't that cool?
It is kind of funny because I do get to see some of the stuff that gets linked to the site, and it is like I did have two or three forums that have this, and I'm like, oh gosh, the whole point is that I think satire should be something that should kind of be believable, but you know it's rooted in some type of lie.
Mm-hmm.
If it's too over the top, I think it's too easy to tell that's supposed
exactly.
to be over the top. And it's a very thin line. And I try to make sure, I reread the article to make sure it doesn't sound like this is legit.
Yeah, when I read it, I was laughing. I'm like, okay, yeah, this is really good.
But yeah, a lot of people gave me grief. Like, you shouldn't post stuff like that on your website. I'm like, but we make up for it by the fact that we don't actually post news on the website.
Yeah, that should have been the obvious part.
Yeah.
And that's what I've always tried to do. Is like, since we don't actually post any news, you kind of realize that we don't really have breaking news on the site ever. And I think that's what it has breaking news in the title. But yeah, I've gotten grief for that. I've gotten grief for that's another one, which I think a lot of people give me grief for. It's like the backlog, which I did last year, which is a guy you hire to play your video games for you. What if that sounds real to you?
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, I have some special followers where people are like, oh, can I actually hire him? Like, you gotta be kidding me. So, yes, we do post fake news in addition to... Okay, for the most part, you can tell it's fake news because it's on the website. The only thing
that's how you know it's fake. If you read it, it means it's not real.
You think that
it does not exist.
The only thing I think you should take for value is the reviews because those are your shit. Everything else on the site tends to be... rooted, at least for me, tends to be rooted in some type of satire, because that was the whole idea of the website, was to poke fun at entertainment websites in general. But I guess that's not abundantly clear from our backyard or the fact that half our content's drinking games. So it is that. So I'm just putting that out there. I said it on the other podcast as well. I just wanted to make sure it's clear. I've changed my Twitter profile to reflect that as well. And I've changed the site. I actually did. I'm like, sometimes you post fake news. That's because I had so many people complaining to me about that article.
Oh my God.
Oh Lord.
So yes, that will do it for Nerds on the Rocks episode 86.
Ka-ching, ka-ching.
I'm
a bad bitch.
Don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all. They were thoughtful and kind, and they invited me to drink, a lone human among hobbit kind. They bought me a half, then another, and one more, and told stories of days long gone by. The brew was strong, my glass never empty, as if time stood still and bare. But when I woke the next morning, I felt like old Smaug had been there. Oh, don't go drinking with hobbits, sure you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all. You may wonder how it all happened. Well, I'm still wondering what happened to who. I had tea, dinner, and supper. Quite full, I thought I was through. But they insisted I come to the flagon and drink to the health of new friends. But when I got there, I made more hobbit friends, and the toast seemed never to end. Oh, don't go drinking with hobbits, sure you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all. When the sun arose the next morning, and I lifted my head from my drool, there were beer mugs spilled on the tables, and hobbits lying next to their stools. A young hobbit lass grinned across the barroom and nudged each of my new hobbit friends. And then, sometime after second breakfast, we all started drinking again. Oh, don't go drinking with hobbits, sure you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all. I left Hobbiton a few days later. My head was swollen and sore. It felt like a dwarven anvil after a terrible war. I don't think I'll ever recover from the food, the drink, and the cheer. And I swear I'll never drink with hobbits again, at least till I see them next year. Oh, don't go drinking with hobbits, sure you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all. No, don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all.